Hi, Alison and Peter. I was going to type some more stuff, but then I thought maybe it'd be easier just to speak it rather than type it onto my phone. So a few ideas about making the college an outstanding college. Probably I'll concentrate on technology since that's my area. And if anything else occurs as I go, I'll say that as well. So as I was saying in that email, I don't think many people will do anything other than PowerPoint. So standing out from the crowd by using something like BlendSpace or Prezi might be a good way forward. And then you can make the point that, you know, you're using new technologies that other people have been using across the college to good effect with their students, and that the encouragement of that should be fostered and developed, and even within the department, if you're talking about ESOL specific educational technology training, sharing good practice, grade one, grade two teachers, one of their action points should always be to share thing X that has been observed in the lesson, and that can be built into team meetings. And another way that you might want to think about use of new technology to make the college outstanding is to really think about the way that meeting time is used, and to consider the cost benefit of all the hours spent in meetings, and perhaps train management staff up in the use of Google Hangouts as a way of making time use more efficient. Some departments have started doing that, and I think that's definitely a way forward. Thinking about using cloud storage such as the SkyDrive, Google Drive or Box, as Walesa are doing, as Construction are doing, to minimise the amount of printouts and handouts and paperwork and that sort of thing. So I think those are things that are already sort of happening but could be spread more across the college. And I don't think there's any harm in knowing what other departments are doing and mentioning that to show a wider college awareness as well. Talking about observations, they're always a sticking point, and finding ways to make observations more formative, more developmental, have more of a buy-in from staff is always something that you can think about. ESOL performed really well in the last round of observations. So what about taking those 20-odd grade one teachers and offering them the opportunity next year of being involved in something like a Japanese lesson study, and thinking about how instead of a graded observation, they could do some ESOL specific lesson study observations which they write up and seek to publish or present at a conference. And in that way you're raising the college's scholarly activity profile, as well as giving people a different way to think about their own CPD and making it subject specific to ESOL as well. And it's like a reward for outstanding achievement, I suppose, and with the aim of widening that expertise and what made those lessons good beyond the individual that did the lesson. I suppose there are other things that you could talk about in terms of better communication between departments. One of the things that was identified on the HENFE programme was progression routes outside of departments. Something that Karini was talking about in the session on Monday, actually, was that, you know, trying to find the right person to refer someone to if you've got a student who you want to progress to a different subject area can actually be quite problematic. And maybe something like a progression prospectus specifically for existing ESOL students, or a progression prospectus for students at level two, level three, if you're thinking about the wider college. The other thing that I don't think that we have, that we should have, is an HE-specific prospectus, because HE is a growth area. It's definitely something that will keep the college wheels turning and money coming in. And I don't think we have a proper HE identity. So thinking about ways in which we can make the college have a stronger identity would in terms of its HE provision and give students whatever level, you know, even if they're coming in at entry level, say, you know, there's a progression route here for you right the way through to HE level, to degree level, and really valuing that and pushing that and emphasising those progression routes within the college, holding on to those students. I think perhaps you should think about funding for 24 plus and mention that. It's a change. It's something we need to be aware of, and again, it's something that we need to maximise. Supporting the and liaising with the careers staff so that they're more aware of internal progression routes rather than just external ones as well. So closer links with them. And valuing more the study skills stuff that library staff are now doing, and liaising more closely with them about subject-specific resources and study skill sessions that they might be able to take. So all of those things, I think, are things that you can have an influence on if you're a senior curriculum manager in ESOL or in any area across the college. What else could we think about doing? Think about things that are currently an issue or a problem in the college, and think about ways in which we can improve those without too much pain or autocracy. Would be things like completely revolutionising the scheme of work system, which has had its day, let's face it, and think about integrating more closely with Moodle. I'm saying that because that's what's going to happen, so you may as well say something that's in line with the college policy. Enabling staff to get to grips with the basics of Moodle, to put their schemes of work on there so that they're confident about uploading resources, but also that they're aware of the wider suite of tools that are available online. What else might there be? You can see I haven't got a script here, I'm just talking off the top of my head, but hopefully one or two of these points might be useful. I can't think of anything else. Sorry. Changing the food. I mean, at Acton it's dire, and the canteen staff are terrible to students, and they're really impatient with ESOL students. So a little bit more respect each way, I think. If you can find some kind of suggestion about how you might increase the levels of respect. Something that's probably a bit more controversial, but it's something that is close to my heart, is thinking about ways in which we can, whilst maintaining the security of the college, open the gates a little bit, open the doors. We've got that fabulous courtyard and all that greenery at Hammersmith, and it's not used. It's, you know, we could have a farmer's market, we could have different people representing different organisations in the summer term, we could have stalls and all sorts of things. Students who work in the catering area could sell their wares, and, you know, we could just value a little bit more some of the great stuff that some of our students do. Perhaps, for example, thinking about how we might link up between ESOL students and, say, construction students or beauty therapy students, and do some collaborative projects, either building things or putting things together, or having open days in the salon where, you know, the students are mixing together, and everybody can see much more openly what everybody else is doing. I think that's probably enough. Okay. Bye. Hope some of it was useful.